This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD and its driver and mechanics union are without a new contract, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Bus drivers start at about $26 an hour now. The union says RTD has proposed wage increases of about 5% a year. But union officials want more, saying high cost of living and challenging working conditions demand it. The old contract has already expired, but both sides say they've agreed to honor it until a new deal is reached. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Snowplow drivers with CDOT helped with a chase on I-70. Here's CPR's Haley May.
It was nearly midnight on January 2nd when an officer from Idaho Springs ran the plate on a Hyundai Ascent with a broken taillight. The car came up as stolen and was connected to a New Year's Eve robbery in Lakewood. The officer tried to pull the car over, which led to a high-speed chase. Meanwhile, three CDOT snowplows were heading up Floyd Hill when they heard about the chase over the radio and realized the suspect was behind them.
We are on a roadblock with three plows. They got I-70 shut down.
27-year-old Brendan Fuchs of Denver surrendered after being blocked by the plows. He was arrested for two active warrants and charged with several crimes tied to the chase. Haley May, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos are in the NFL playoffs for the first time in years. Their first postseason matchup is tomorrow in Buffalo. The last time the Broncos made the playoffs, they went all the way, winning the Super Bowl in 2016. It's 6 minutes after 8. Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC.